Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think we have a group that is ready to be challenged and pushed. And I reminded them also that yesterday that when you use words like accountability and structure and they're looking for clarity and looking for more competitive, hard practices, they're going to get it. It's one thing to say it. Now we have to back it up and do it.
There's Buffalo Sabres general manager Kevin Adams earlier today with the media. It's been something that I am, I don't want to say interested or worried in, but it's going to be something to keep an eye on. This organization, or the players, after Granato was fired, pretty much all of them talked at locker cleanout about wanting accountability and effectively wanting a tougher coach. You know, we'll see. I was also somebody that really held on to their year prior locker cleanout comments of being, you know, mad that they were not in the playoffs, and like legitimately like didn't really want to speak with the media, really upset that this they were no longer playing hockey. And then the next year they come out and apparently at camp it was just a big old nothing burger. And that so I'm very apprehensive with basically everything the Sabres do, because it's just, you've been burned so many times. You're Charlie Brown in this situation with Lucy. That's what you are.
Who's Lucy?
The organization themselves.
Oh.
And we are Charlie Brown.
What's and the football is a winning,
anything positive,
like not even winning, just going to the playoffs.
Anything positive that's worth anything, like Taylor Hall signing is definitely positive.
Oh yeah, but
and then he played hockey for the Buffalo Sabres, and it was anything but.
And that was Lucy pulling away the football.
Exactly. We will hear though from Sal Capaccio here in just a few minutes as the Bills are back to practice today. They are getting ready to host the Jacksonville Jaguars for Monday night. And we will now go to the Western Hotline as Sal joins the show. Sal, good morning. How are we doing?
Well, I'm doing well, but I'm just waiting with bated breath with you guys and Lindy Ruff and Paul Hamilton and, you know, what's happening down at the arena with Rasmus Dahlin. I mean, man, that was just, talk about a damper. Let's just hope everything's okay. Maybe it's something personal and you hope nothing bad personal, maybe not an injury, but holy cow, like I'm waiting like everybody else is.
And it's one of those things too, like you can't make it up. We're like 5 minutes into the first day of practice, vibes are feeling good, Lindy shows up, he's in the Sabres gear, you're like, all right, here we go. And what do you mean Dahlin's off the ice? Where is he? And then eventually we get the news from the Sabres that he won't be returning. It's just, it's just a damper on the mood too. I mean, we were going to talk with Mark Long at the AP to talk the Jaguars soon. It's like, it's the Sabres now. But, Sal, we do obviously have a Bills game coming up on Monday night against the Jaguars. Yeah. Bills going back to practice today, of course, with the week getting a little weird due to them not playing Sunday but Monday night.
Yeah, for sure. So just to set up the week for everybody, it's a normal Wednesday practice. We will not get an injury report, an official one today, because they play Monday night. So that doesn't start till tomorrow. It's based on when you play. So that'll happen after tomorrow's practice. You'll have a Wednesday practice, a Thursday practice, a normal Wednesday here to hear from Sean McDermott. We're going to hear from him at noon, practice at 12:30, and then we'll get Josh Allen and other players after practice, and then practice 12:30 tomorrow. They will be off on Friday. Normally you have that, you know, final tune-up practice of the week on Friday. It's just a very light, quick practice. That'll happen on Saturday this week. And then, you know, Sunday will be basically a day off. And then Monday night will be the game. And, yeah, the team gets back after it. After a nice little mini bye, I guess, here, guys. There really was nothing going on with the team. I'm sure they came in, had some meetings, injury checks, things like that. You know, as far as getting on the field, you know, it's been, 6 days? And, you know, they'll get a chance to kind of get their feet back under them before getting back after it and have a nice 11-day break between games.
Sal, real quick, from yesterday, Tom Pelissero reported the Bills did work out two kickers, Andres Carlson and Cade York. Is that really anything to take from? I know fans have very much been nervous about Tyler Bass, maybe is maybe the best way to put it. He has only that one missed kick, both from the season and then one missed kick in the preseason. He's been good on extra points. But the kick against Miami in a non-pressure situation, I mean, if you were worried about Tyler Bass, that's kind of the prime example. You put it in a dictionary of, like, that's why I'm nervous. But, you know, it's weird for me, Sal, too, because then I look at a guy like Justin Tucker, who I know has had the longevity. But him past 50 yards, I think he's 1 for 8 in his last 9 or something along those lines. But is this maybe something to keep an eye on here?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I think it is because we know Tyler Bass struggled last year. And he had his struggles in training camp this season. He was good in the preseason until the final kick that he missed. The team has shown a lot of faith in him. They've been supportive of every turn. And that's just not words. That's also actions because they never brought anyone in during training camp, guys, right? There was never another kicker here. Now there was a punter who could kick a little bit, but there was no competition for Tyler Bass. But then he misses very badly that kick on Thursday night. And then here come two kickers to work out. So a couple things. Number one, this is not abnormal to have positions working out throughout the year. Even when you don't have a need at a position, teams bring guys in because in case something happens 2 weeks from now, a month, 2 months from now, you have a baseline knowledge of people you've brought in where you can say, oh, okay, we saw this guy. We know what he's about. We got him on speed dial. You know, that way it speeds up the process. This is not abnormal to do something like this. You might see quarterbacks work out. It's not like they're replacing Josh Allen because you just want to make sure you're kind of buttoned up in case something were to happen to one of your quarterbacks. So this could happen here with kicker as well. That said, I don't think it's a coincidence this is happening now with Tyler Bass's struggles. You don't have to bring in people. You're not necessarily bringing them in every week at all these positions. So given his struggles, given the fact that it goes back a little bit to last year into the preseason, and then Thursday night, and then they do this, I do think it's something to monitor.
Well, Sal, I know it's still 5 days away, but Jaguars, the Bills have had issues with them over the past few years. I mean, what do you think it's going to take for them to just kind of get over the hump this time and see a better game out of them? I mean, like I said, it's been kind of weird games in the past few years between the Bills and the Jaguars.
They have, and listen, I'm not one that puts a lot of stock into the historical significance of these games. I would for like the Bills and Dolphins a little more because they're division rivals. They play each other twice a year. It's been Tua for the last several years and Josh Allen for a while. Here in Jacksonville, yes, they did beat him with Trevor Lawrence last year in London and Doug Peterson. It was Trevor Lawrence's rookie year before that, but it was Urban Meyer, completely different people on each side of the ball. Can you go back to the playoff games? I mean, come on, that's Tyrod Taylor, that's Doug Marrone. Let's remember Josh Allen's rookie year. They did come here and they won. Although I do understand when you look on the other side and you see the Jaguars helmet and you go, oh my God, that team has had the Bills number. I get all that. And that's why fans would be apprehensive. I just don't think that what happened in 2017 or 2019 has any relevance at all to 2024. To beat this team, though, you're still going to have to play really good football. And if the Jaguars win, I don't think it's because the Jaguars certainly have some sort of Bills number. I think it's because they played a better game that night and they have some matchups they can, you know, try to take advantage of. The Bills are the better football team. They have the better quarterback. They're playing at home on Monday Night Football in front of a obviously hostile, raucous, whatever, incredible crowd. They have the advantage here. And what they need to do is just basically play their game that they've played for the last 2 weeks. Play the kind of defense they played the last 2 weeks. Do not allow, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars offense to get the ball to their playmakers in space. Travis Etienne, you know, Gabe Davis is coming back here. We'll see about Evan Ingram, what his status is as the week goes on for the Jags. You know, and the Bills have injuries they're dealing with. I think what really benefits the Bills here is obviously having the 11 days to get healthier, but also, guys, having 11 days to have a plan in place with Baylen Spector and Dorian Williams and, you know, if you're missing Taron Johnson, Cam Lewis, like everybody together. Remember, when that happened last Sunday, the opening week, you have the injury to Taron Johnson, And you have 4 days to kind of put that together. You really had to do it on the fly. And then you couldn't really do anything much different. They've had a chance to kind of step back, reset, take a look at what they want to do. And I think that's a big advantage for them going into this game.
Sal, last thing for me here. The Bills, following their game against Jacksonville, will head to Baltimore to take on maybe surprisingly 0-2 Ravens team, but they're not the only 0-2 team in the NFC or in the AFC North, I think, worth noting, the Cincinnati Bengals. Just real quick, you know, what do you make of both of their starts, both losing to teams I would say arguably they should not have lost to? And which team do you have more faith, I guess, to be there at the end to kind of rally? Because we've all seen the stats about teams that start the season 0-2 and making the playoffs. It's not a pretty picture. But both these teams do feel, I mean, way better than their winless record.
I'm sorry, you said Ravens and?
Bengals.
Bengals. I wasn't high on the Bengals coming into the year. I just think that they lost some pieces on defense. I don't know how great their pass rush is. And then Joe Burrow, I'm just concerned about that wrist injury, although he looked really fantastic on Sunday, obviously. I mean, their number one running back is Zach Moss, right, after losing Joe Mixon. I mean, to me, the Bengals weren't a team that I really thought could take the next step or another step. It's kind of either plateau or go down. However, that said, I thought they played really well against the Chiefs. They surprised me. I thought they played well enough to win. Obviously, they had a play at the end where it didn't go their way. There was a pass interference. I get all that. So I'm feeling different today than I did going into the season about the Bengals, and they do have a very, very winnable schedule coming up. You guys go look at the Bengals' schedule coming up. The Bengals could win their like next 3, 4, 5 games or something like that. Like we could be talking about the Bengals, you know, like we have been the last several years after the next month. The opposite side, I felt a lot better about the Ravens. The one thing about the Ravens that nobody really talked too much about and we should have been talking about is all the changeover on their offensive line. They lost 3 starters, and it has not gone well to start the season on their offensive line. And we all know they don't have all these great weapons to throw to. It's like, to me, what I didn't like about them, it's coming to fruition. I mean, Derrick Henry, they're already a team that runs the ball. They go get a guy just to, what, run the ball a little better? It's never made sense to me. Like, they're already pretty good at it. I don't know what that really did for them, to be quite honest. And I'd be worried about the Ravens if I'm in Baltimore right now. Now they got to go to Dallas. That's a tough game. I think the Bengals are in a much better position than the Ravens going forward, given their schedule and what I've seen from the two.
All right, Sal, well, let's go get ready for practice. And, of course, Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff's comments here coming up in just a few minutes. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you later.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
That was Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. We are going to take a quick break here as we get ready for Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff's comments with the media. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.